Tēnā koutou katoa e te hunga hakarongo, a ngā iwi ngā whānau hakarongo mai nei ki te reo irirangi o te hiku o te ika ko Joe Bristow tēnei mo te hōtako taumatahanga. A tēnei wā ka tāuri ake tātou ki tētahi manuhiri o tētahi whanaunga, he kai kōrero i rungi i tēra kaupapa o Whiria te Tira. Nō reira, ka tāuri ake tātou ki aia i tēnei wā ki te pōhiri atu ki aia. Nō reira, ko te whanaunga nei, ko Sheridan. Nō reira, tēnā koe Sheridan.
Kia ora.
Kia ora Sharon. Nō reira, i mui tō tātou kōrero, me haka mōhio koe ki te hunga hakarongo, ki te whānau, ko wai koe nō hia koe?
Ko Sheridan Waitai, ahau nō Ngāti Kuri, me te rarua oku nei iwi.
Thank you very much for taking the time out to join us today in the station to talk about this kaupapa, Whiria te Tira. Now, give us a little kōrero about that.
So, Jay Haywood and Deirdre Austin and I got together the end of last year, and we were just having a kōrero around how do we support each other as wahine across Te Taitokero. How do we create opportunities for others to have access to development pathways to get skills and tools, particularly those in leadership roles? And so, yeah, we came up with Whiria Te Tira being weaving the flora together, the flora of Taitokero. We talked about our nannies, like we were raised with our grandmothers and our aunties, and recall my grandmother being Sana, talking about how the DNA of non-Māori is on our land. And I asked her, how do you know that? And what does that look like? And she said, you only need to look at the flora to see it and how well it thrives within our ecosystem. And so looking at that, how do we celebrate the 250 years of Māori and Pākehā relationships, and what does this new New Zealand look like, or how our grandparents anticipated it to be in terms of Te Tiriti. And so, yeah, we thought, let's bring together some really cool showcases. So we got Agri Women's Development Trust to develop governance training and leadership for wahine. And so they're going to be there showcasing their stuff, and there'll be opportunities to apply for their programs. Then we have Global Women's, which is a global platform where they develop leadership or accelerate leadership programs for breakthrough leaders. And so you get access to skills, tools and exposure to different environments. And I'm a past recipient of that, so I'm an alumni now. And there's also Deirdre, who's part of Leadership New Zealand. She's alumni to that. And so they're another showcase that's coming up. And so there'll be information there for our wahine that attend on how to actually access those programs. They're quite expensive programs, so some of us can't afford them. So there are scholarships and sponsorship that actually goes with those programs. So just building the courage for others to actually step up and seize that opportunity. To celebrate as well, we have Dame Maida Glavish and Dame Jenny Shipley there to share with us their journey as leaders, both Māori and non-Māori, over their years. So that'll be pretty cool. And, you know, and Minister Nanaia, who's beautiful, and she also was identified earlier this year, and we're celebrating the fact that she's one of 100 women globally known as an influential woman. And so she's coming to speak to us as well. So, yeah, it's really about, we talked about women who build other women, and also about pūrere hua. So who is the source of your flight, or what is the source of your flight? And so it's how do you put wind in other women's wings, and how do you support each other? Because, you know, we're pretty cool, wahine Māori, but just wahine in general.
Oh, that's awesome. So, as you said, you're a past recipient of some of this offering. So can you just remind us again what that is?
So Global Women, and Deirdre is past recipient of Leadership New Zealand. Yeah, so those two will be there. And the other showcase is Women in Agriculture. Development Trust, yeah.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. So can you give us a little bit of a kōrero about when this is happening and whereabouts it is happening as well?
Yes, so we've chosen the location to be at Waitangi, and that's on the 3rd. So we sent out invitations not long ago, and pretty much everyone we sent to has responded with a big yes. So, we're just looking forward to the gathering, really.
And so being on the 3rd of February, it was intentionally based around this time because of the significance of Waitangi Day, or it just happened to be just wanting to kick off 2019 full on in the early February and just get going?
It's a bit of both, actually. So, Waitangi being the birth of the nation, ultimate time to celebrate anything. But also to kickstart us in 2019, we keep saying this is the year of us as women to just really collaborate and empower each other. Yeah.
Absolutely. Like the recent hui that have been coming out of the Ngāpuhi Hapu Hui and the collective Hapu Hui of Ngāpuhi, something similar has been coming out around the wahine taking the role of leadership, of leaders within these kaupapa at the moment. And we've been seeing other hui really starting to focus on sharing those roles and responsibilities between wahine and tāne, where we have been quite a patriotic culture throughout history, and yet we are starting to see a turn for that. So I think it's quite fitting at a time like this, especially 2019, for yourselves to be kicking this off, and I think it's going to be accepted a lot more. You mentioned via Nada Glavish. She's been one that's really had to push through and assert herself in her role, like many of our other wahine throughout history from Te Tai Tokerau. And I think they've really paved the way, like your grandmother that you've mentioned and others. And so I think that's a perfect place to look. Was there something really specific that you're really wanting to focus on out of this particular hui?
Yeah, so the outcomes that we're seeking is that these particular women, both in, we've got diversity in there. So we've got Indian women, we've got, culturally it's diverse. Because women are women. And so along with that, what we want them to do is look at how they access those development pathways. So by presenting them with pathways and opportunities, the outcome would be that they stepped up to them. We hope that they'll enrol and step up to those opportunities. The other thing we hope is that we will all be more intentional about actually supporting each other in different forums, taking time out to look after ourselves, have cup of teas together, actually take time to foster our relationships with a diverse network of women and build that collaboration. So that's really what we're seeking, is that that will just be that wind for another woman and help lift them, and not be that one to cut others down. Be aware of how you present yourself and how you leave that room by being a real positive force. So I'm really excited about 2019. And if you tell your wife to come, I sent you an invite.
Yes, I have given her a reminder. So in talking about the networks and relationships and really just staying in touch with each other, Whiria Te Tira, is this a one-off kaupapa or an annual kaupapa that you intend to, pave the way for from here on out? What is it? Are you going to be able to hold a few of these throughout the year?
Yes, so this is definitely not a one-off. It's something that will grow and develop over time. Yeah.
Okay, then, kapwai. Oh, well, thank you again for taking the time out to join me today. I was hoping that my friend Daphne Popato, who usually hosts this show, would be here at the moment, because being a strong woman and she's looking for some women who, like yourselves, have already been involved in some of these kaupapa and now are starting to look to each other and say, what can we do next? What can we do next? Yeah. What's our next step forward? Thank you again for joining us. And before we close off, do you have any final words for our whānau of Te Hiko o Te Ika who are listening into our radio today?
Oh, just a big, really a big mihi to the other two, Jodie and Deirdre, that have helped organise this, because it's been no mean feat. And then just a karanga out to our wahine, you know, take the opportunity, please, to come, you know, and be prepared to be uncomfortable, but it is our time.
So, oh, aroha absolutely.
Aroha ki te iwi, te whānau hapū o te kotika. Ngā mihi.
Oh, ngā mihi hoki ki a koe e Sheridan. Well, again, thank you for joining us today, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your afternoon.
Yeah. Okay. Kia ora, Bray.
Ka pai. Hei kona.
Kia
ora. Koe ara te reo kōrero a Sheridan Waita i rungi i tēnei kaupapa whiria te tira. He kaupapa tēnei, hei haka piki ake te mana o te wahine, hei haka mana i te wahine, he kaupapa waka eke noa. Mō ngā wahine ka ehiana kouta ētahi atu tai pitopito, ētahi atu moka moka mō tēnei kaupapa. Tuku imera atu ki waitangi ruaonorua@gmail.com. Wai atu ki te nama waia, kore rua fitu, rua iwa toru tahi rima tahi me te fitu. Nō reire te whānau mau tonu mai ki tō tātou hōtako taumatahanga me te reo irirangi o te hiko te ika.